My name's Jonathan Irish. I'm a surgical oncologist at the Princess Margaret Cancer Center, and I'm a senior scientist in the Princess Margaret Research Institute. And so I'll give you an example of what we're doing. We developed new molecules, a made-in-Canada discovery by a scientist at our research institute named Dr. Gang Zheng, who about 15 years ago made a fantastic discovery of a new molecule. Now, discoveries of new molecules occur every day across the world, and we see newspaper articles and magazine articles. Oh, look at this. We've discovered a new molecule. We've discovered a new gene. We've discovered a new X, Y, and Z, right? And you go, oh, great. You know, we're going to move the needle tomorrow. Cancer is going to be cured. Well, it doesn't happen that way, right? I mean, let's face it. But here is an example of a pathway of discovery from the bench to the bedside. So after this discovery, if we were in many other institutions, we would just say, hey, there's that molecule. You know, it's called porphosome. But let's take that word out of it, because what does a porphosome do? What does that molecule do? Well, it is a new molecule in an emerging new era of cancer treatment called theranostics. Now, whenever you use fancy words in medicine, your listenership's going to turn off. Theranostics, they're probably now going to try to change the dial. Well, let me explain. Theranostics is pretty easy. These are molecules that are both therapeutic and diagnostic. Theranostic. So, okay, now we have this molecule that has both the ability to diagnose and treat, both at the same time. And so if the story just ended with the discovery of that molecule, that would be very sad. But here's where philanthropy comes in. This is where donations come in. The Princess Margaret had an invest in research program about 12 years ago, where we were able to be successful in developing a program to take that molecule from the discovery bench to start to test its usefulness in patients and treatment. And that's a whole other process. Now, those monies that were raised, we got $200,000. We were then able, 2 years later, to get a Terry Fox grant and a Canadian Cancer Society grant and an Ontario Institute of Cancer Research grant, as well as other grants. That starting point of invest in research, which was philanthropic driven, allowed us to compete internationally for major grants, such that that molecule now is currently treating patient dogs and cats at the University of Guelph Veterinarian School who get mouth cancer. This is funded by the Canadian Cancer Society with the intent to go first in human after Health Canada approval later this year. Now, that 10-year journey of making sure it's safe, making sure it is effective, would not have started without an investment in research, which was driven by donations from our public, from our events, from things like our radiothon that we're having today, to allow us to compete for peer review grants internationally and nationally, and then finally to take it from the bench where it was discovered to the bedside, where it is now in a veterinarian school with dog patients and cats who get these mouth cancers. But the same mouth cancer occurs in humans. And so we're building that building block of evidence of safety, effectiveness, to drive first in human, not first in patient, because we're already doing that with dogs and cats, to first in human. And that's a cool story, right? To go a made in Canada story of driving innovation at the forefront, to translate that to patient care, to evaluate, to make sure we're doing it better. And when we do, we're going to educate others why to continue to invest in cancer research at the Princess Margaret, to create and innovate, to translate, to evaluate, and to educate.